The nuclear power plant near Genoa was part of a project with the federal government built in 1967 to demonstrate peacetime use of nuclear energy. The reactor system was eventually purchased and operated as part of Dairyland Power Cooperative's utility system in 1973. It was closed because it wasn't competitive. Cooperative spokeswoman Deb Marisola says a key step in dismantling the reactor is to remove the reactor pressure vessel and ship it to a low-level waste site in South Carolina.
It was used for steam generation. It's approximately 10 feet in diameter, 40 feet long. Now for shipment, it has been filled with cement and encased in cement and steel, and it's about 310 tons, so it'll require a special 20-axle rail car to ship.
Marisola says the shipment date before June is not being specified due to nuclear regulatory and homeland security rules. She says the next step will be to assess a couple dry cask waste systems and determine which is to be used to store waste currently held in casks underwater at the site.
Those types of systems are out there in the country at a number of different sites. So they are an established type of storage system, but basically they are on a very sturdy concrete slab housed within these casks.
Waste casks will be held at Genoa until a national repository or other storage for nuclear waste is built. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.